Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, do you like cryptids or aliens? If you said yes, the CryptoCats podcast is definitely for you. Join host Kenzie and talk to cryptids, alien encounters, and the occasional ghost story every week. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Podbean. That's the Crypto Chats podcast. Can't wait to meet you.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Mirths and Monsters. I am CK. I hope you're all well and happier than an old door with freshly oiled hinges. We're at home just now, back at Casa CK, relaxing from our previous adventures over at Area 51. The furry crew and I needed to have a wee recharge of the batteries, because, oi, vey, time travel's exhausting. Professor Jamie and Sergeant Jamie Dad are still here as well. I thought they'd be getting cabin fever because going outside isn't an option. Not to town, anyway. However, as they are from a time before telly really hit its stride, they have discovered the joy that is streaming television. I've been, basically, making them watch things like Blackadder, Red Dwarf, and other British classics, which has gone pretty well. But the best part of it is when we watch sci-fi films together. It's very enlightening. For example, while we were watching Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the alien-based science fiction adventure, I've never heard the phrase, "Well, that's not how it happened," so often. While they discovered the double-edged sword that is binge-watching, related to that, the other phrase that those two have been saying is, "Yes, I do want to continue watching, why do I have to keep telling you that?" Me and the furry crew have been deciding what our next adventure could be, and we have come up with an absolute doozy. It's one that's been in our files for quite a while now, but one thing or another has had us wait till now to go for it. My lovely Marthas of all ages and beautiful colours of the rainbow, me and the furry crew are heading to the Winchester House.
He did it! He really did it!
So even if you only have the slightest interest in the creepy, the kooky, the mysterious, or indeed, the ooky, the Winchester House will very much be on your radar. It's a sprawling tale, in more ways than one, and also a film with Her Holiness, Dame Helen Mirren.
Hallelujah!
Taking that into account, I think it needs, nay, deserves, an appropriate style of introduction. Take it away, matey. Mirthas, how have you been? Me? Learning the Glockenspiel. Listen to this. Ta-da. But now, Mercer boys, Mercer girls, Mercer babies, it is now time to learn about a house that is so big that one day, fingers crossed, Zach Bagans will get lost inside. An architectural anomaly of a house that exudes intrigue and mystery, along with a constant smell of paint and more nails than RuPaul's Drag Race. It is time to investigate the Winchester House. On with the... time to continue with... the pod. Thank you, Intro Man. Nice glockenspiel work. You know what time it is now? It's time to fetch those learning hats, my smashing friends. It's been a wee while, and I must admit, I may, just me, have misplaced mine. Or Ray has misplaced it for me. So, if you'll excuse me for just a wee minty. Found it! It was in the fridge up in the attic. Well, it's part attic, part mini-observatory. As there are no streetlights nearby, the night sky can be incredibly clear above Casa CK, and I enjoy studying the stars, and maybe, just maybe, looking for any alien-type vehicles. Or, just having a gander at the moon, wondering if it's worth checking out at some point. Stay tuned for that. He heavily hinted with a nudge of wonder. Point is, I've found my learning hat. I remembered that I'd put it in the fridge up there during a heatwave in the UK. By heatwave, I mean it was very hot for 3 hours, one day in November, and the hat just had to be chilled. But then the heatwave was over by supper time when I got distracted by food. Have you all got your learning hats at home? You do? Excellent work. Time to pop the hat on. Here we go.
You left me in a fridge.
What was that? Weird. Let's try this again.
You left me in a fridge.
Okay. This is odd. One last time.
You left me in a fridge.
Okay, right. Two options here. One, my learning hat has become sentient and is miffed that I left it in a fridge for months. Or two, Ray. Such a scamp. Let's see here. Ah, here it is. It's a sensor switch at the very inner point of my learning hat. Let me just get this out of here.
You left me in a fridge. You left me in a fridge.
Ray. Okay, here we go. Time to share some knowledge about the Winchester House. The Winchester House is situated in the state of California. Don't worry, I will round it down, because the state of California is really rather big. It's in San Jose in California, and it sits on Winchester Boulevard, which is handy to the people, though. And while there's more than one person who's important in this story, the crux of the whole adventure is anchored to one person and one person only. Sarah Lockwood Darlene Pardee. That was the birth name for the woman who would become the mysterious and enigmatic Dame Helen... the mysterious and enigmatic Sarah Winchester. Sarah was born, which is how most humans start, in 1839 in New Haven, Connecticut. Just to add to the mystery, from the very start, nobody knows exactly when. Only that it was 1839. Probably. Certainly between 1839 and 1845. Were there some shenanigans going on back then? Or just bad admin? You decide. Sarah was born the fifth of seven children to Leonard and Sarah. Her mom was also called Sarah. I don't know if any of the other six kids were also called Sarah. The family were held in high regard. They were doing well financially due to the business sense and hard work of Leonard, who was a successful carriage builder, who also made a fortune supplying ambulances to the Union side in the American Civil War. I think the Union side were the less bad side, but my knowledge is sticky at best. Moving on. Sarah was somewhat of a remarkable child, off the charts intelligent. For example, by the age of 12, she could already speak Latin, French, Spanish, amongst other languages. Prodigy was the word bandied about at the time. Prodigy, if you look up a cynical dictionary, means a really annoying kid but is exceptional at stuff and can make the parents money so they put up with it. Which is really unfair. There are no accounts of Sarah being annoying.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As she grew older, she was called the Belle of New Haven, as she had the beauty along with the prodigious skills, which is smashing. Now the next two bits I'm going to mention to you are quite detailed and intricate. So please, bear with me, because they are important for future reference. So Sarah was in the position to be afforded excellent learning. She was admitted to New Haven's Young Ladies Collegiate Institute, where two of her instructors were Rosicrucians. Many of Sarah's uncles were Freemasons as well. Surrounded by men such as these, Sarah was very well aware of and studied Enlightenment. She developed a vast knowledge of Masonic Rosicrucian ritual and symbology. Sarah also believed in Bacon Theosophy and the perspective held by Rudolf Steiner. Steiner believed that the universe was, and I quote, a vast living organism in which all things are likened to individually evolving units or cells that comprise a greater universal, synergistic body that is ever-building, end quote. Now, the ever-building theme was one Sarah adhered to throughout her life. Okay, brain-melting bits over. So some of you will have understood that completely. Me, all I got out of it was bacon. And even then, it was in relation to Francis Bacon and not the good bacon. All you need to take from it, though, is that Sarah was very smart, very inquisitive, and the symbols in the bit about ever-building stayed with her for the rest of her life. That's the important parts to remember. As for her personal life, she got married to William Wirt Winchester in 1862. A big Bill was big in the clothing game initially. The Winchester clothing manufacturer, which was started by his dad Oliver. Before long, though, the Winchesters went from shirts to shooters and made an absolute fortune. I'll get to the money side of things in a wee spell. Now, the next part is kind of sad, but it's important. So William and Sarah were very happy, but incredibly sadly, it didn't last that long. Here's the sad bit. Brace yourselves. They had one child, who very sadly passed away after 44 days, and then 19 years later, William also passed, but from tuberculosis, leaving Sarah a widow with no successors. Very sad bit over. I'm really sorry, but it is important for the story. This was in 1881, and just to come back to the money side of things, Sarah inherited the fortune from the Winchester Rifle Company, which amounted to $20 million in 1881, which in today's money is round about $1.2 billion. Now, this is obviously a lot, but just to put some value to it, back in 1881, this amount could buy you one of the following, either 509,090 horses, or 1,444,788 cows. Decisions, decisions, eh? Sarah also had half of the Winchester Rifles Company stock, which was earning her $1,000 a day, which translates to $20,000 in current day terms, or 27 and a half horses. It was also now that Sarah got into the afterlife in a big way, which is completely understandable, really. Folklore states that Sarah met with a medium called Adam Coons to have a bit of a seance. Adam was a famous Boston medium at the time, and it was during a seance with him that Sarah was given the message that basically said she was cursed by the Winchester fortune, and, it got worse, because the Winchester rifles had been used to, you know, create a whole lot of new souls, her punishment was to create a house for them. For the souls, one that she would have to continually build until she died. This is the folklore side of things, because this happened in 1881. You would think with something like that hanging over your head, you would get straight to work with the building a house for the ghosts. However, Sarah then went on a tour of Europe for 3 years. Now, I think she did this for two reasons, and this is my own speculation here. The first reason is that I think she used a technicality, or a loophole. She was told that she had to build and continue to build a house for spooks. You don't have to continually build until you start the building, right? Now the second reason is that with her history of learning and her desire to keep learning, I think she went around Europe learning about the afterlife, about seances, about ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties and things that go bump in the night. Whatever it was that she learned, it only seemed to back up the message she had received in that initial seance, because when she came back and settled in San Jose, she got to building and building and building and building. The house that she'd purchased began as an 8-room farmhouse. And as soon as she'd got it, she hired carpenters and other workers to begin construction. Sarah was the only architect, and this continued until it became 7 stories high and with hundreds of rooms. At least until 1906, when San Francisco decided to have a massive earthquake. Once the earthquake had settled, Sarah was trapped in her room for hours due to the bedroom door being jammed. When she was finally freed, she told staff that the spirits wanted the front of the house sealed off. The front of the house was, indeed, then sealed off, and never used again during Sarah's lifetime. The other outcome after the earthquake was that the house had lost 3 of its stories, luckily all from the top. Sarah then decided to keep the house just 4 stories high, you know, just to play it safe. And so it continued. More rooms were built. Some were built and then demolished just to be rebuilt in a different way. Sarah also slept in a different room every single night to try and confuse the spirits so they couldn't find her. But all this ended in 1922. At the age of 82 or 83-ish, Sarah died, and as soon as she did, the construction stopped. Abruptly. As in there were nails left half-banged in abruptly. Now, I know this is a lot of knowledge to take in, but don't worry. We get to the practical part of the lesson very soon. Because, my lovely Marthas, we are, of course, going to take a trip to the Winchester house. Not in its current state. Oh no. That's the easy option. We're gonna go back in time, and you will join me in part two of the Winchester House with Mirths and Monsters. And that's it for this week, my friends. If you could be kind enough to stay after the music, I have a couple of things to say and a couple of folk to thank. So if you could stay tuned, that would be fantastic. Thank you. But till next time, my friends. Sláinte. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thanks for staying tuned. It's very kind of you. The first thing I'd like to do is welcome the new patrons. I've had four since the last one, which is wonderful. And they are Jesse Heath, Brandy Johnson, Kimberly Grosvenor, who just increased their patron already. Thank you, Kimberly. Mary Cinnamon. I can't not say that in a slightly Michael Jackson way. I'm very, very sorry. Mary Cinnamon. Thank you, all of you, for joining. That's wonderful. If anyone else is interested in becoming a patron for Mirths and Monsters, straightforward enough, just go to patreon.com/Mirths and Monsters and you can see what I have to offer, which is the usual. You get your stickers, you get your badges. You get stickers, you get badges, all that kind of thing. Plus, I am recording fairy tales or short stories for patrons $3 and up. And if $8 and up, you also get me reading a book in four sections. Just finished Hound of the Baskervilles, and I'm currently just released part one of War of the Worlds, which is great fun to do. And there's other benefits as well. So just check it out. That would be fantastic. You don't pay more than $15 a month and you get the whole shebang. If you want to check it out, that'd be fantastic. There's another thing that I'm doing, and that is I'm going to record a book, a whole book, each month, and I'm going to offer that for sale as well. The first one that will be coming out is Treasure Island, and I'll be releasing that at the first of the month. Already had a couple of folk buying already, which is fantastic. Thank you, Louisa, and thank you, Robin. Very kind. And you could access that by going to www.mirthsandmonsters.co.uk, going into merch and clicking the button. Other than that, just the usual things. You can find me on the Twitter at mirths_monsters. I'm on the Instagram at mirths73. I am on Facebook. Join the group on Facebook, Mirths and Monsters, aka Finn's Fan Club. It's an amazing group of people. It's over 500 people now, which is just wonderful. And it's a lot of fun. It's a safe place of the internet as well. It's great. And I believe, I don't think I've forgotten anything else. Oh, but you can check out my merch at threadless.com. Just search for Mirths and Monsters and you'll be able to get stuff there as well. T-shirts, mugs, face masks, just anything you can think of, really. It's really rather remarkable what you can do these days. But that's everything for the time being. So till next time, thank you, all of you, for listening, reaching out. Oh, yeah, you can reach out if mirthsandmonsters@yahoo.com. If you want to send any messages of any kind, please feel free. But that's everything for just now. Till next time, pokies. Daddy Fling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.